Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كم من صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع والظمأ، وكم من قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر والعناء، حبذا نوم الأكياس وإفطارهم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said: There is many a person who fasts, whose fast is nothing but just hunger and thirst, and many an offerer of prayers, whose prayer is no better than wakefulness and hardship. The sleep as well as the eating and drinking of the intelligent, God-knowing person is far better.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we are speaking about the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the universal persona, this persona which, despite the passing of thousands of years, is still able to teach us so very much. It's truly amazing. And this idea that they have been able to overcome time and space, it really shows you how they were and are connected to the divine. These beautiful personas that the pure Muhammadan Islam has put forth so that humanity can attain salvation. If only humanity bothers to take these individuals, such as Imam Ali alayhi salam, as their role models and as figures that, you know, they should follow in their daily lives.
You know, of course, when we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that logic, reason, knowledge, wisdom, all these things are characteristics that are intimately connected with His Eminence's persona. Reason, logic, wisdom, knowledge, all of these are there. And it's interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam also taught his followers, he advised his supporters and his lovers and his followers on all of these things. His Eminence constantly spoke about logic and reasoning and being able to unravel difficult situations, complicated situations, to be able to traverse through different fitnas and different discord and chaos and rebellions that happen within the Muslims in any era. And so he always emphasized logic and reason and being able to logically navigate certain complicated matters when it came to an individual's own life or when it came to societal life or the direction that the Muslim Ummah was going or taking, to be logical, to be rational, to understand the different complexities of what is going on. And of course, the gaining of knowledge is something that is incredibly important, because without the adequate amount of knowledge, we will not be able to reason through complicated problems and through complicated issues that we might find or face in our own personal lives or that we might face in society in general. And of course, wisdom, which I think is something that is given by the Almighty Allah. It is something that is different from information. Of course, information is something that is different from knowledge, and both information and knowledge are something that are different than wisdom. Wisdom seems to be something that the Almighty Allah gives. As one of the traditions goes, that if an individual does something sincerely for the sake of the Almighty Allah, that the Almighty Allah then opens doors of wisdom for that individual. So it kind of shows us that wisdom is something that is given by the Almighty Allah. And even Imam Ali alayhi salam, he explains poverty, the worst kind of poverty and the harshest kind of poverty is ignorance, is not knowing. That really makes an individual poor. And of course, there is no fortune better than good reason, to be able to reason through certain complicated matters. So, you know, these four things, well, at least three things that we can work on, you know, our logic, our reasoning, and our knowledge. And then, inshallah, the Almighty Allah, may He bless us with wisdom. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
What I would like to talk to is about the method of studying Nahjul Balagha, because the focus is to know Amir al-Mu'mineen and his greatest, his fazilat of ilm, to get in touch with that knowledge, that sea of knowledge of Ali, and one way is to know what he said and what he wrote. And the most famous source is Nahjul Balagha. Now, when you study Nahjul Balagha, there are two ways of studying it. One is basically this, the sequence of the book. You start with the first khutbah, and then the second, and then the third, until you go to 240 or 39 khutbahs. Then you go to the second section, starting with the letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then you end with the last one, which has the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But that's kind of a tedious way of looking at it. Another method of studying Nahjul Balagha is the thematic method, where you choose a topic and then study that topic in the various sermons and letters and sayings of the Imam. So you take a topic like Tawheed, for example, and you study whatever Ali has said in different parts of Nahjul Balagha about Tawheed. Or you look at the issue of justice or taqwa or charity or imamat and other themes. The second method of Nahjul Balagha, which is the thematic approach, is actually more suited for the modern mind. You know, they want to be more focused on one topic, and that's what is appealing to them. Alhamdulillah, we have scholars who have done work on this. One of the greatest scholars of our time was Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri. He actually has a book known as Sayri Dar Nahjul Balagha in Farsi, where he has selected different themes, and then he had studied Nahjul Balagha based on the themes that he has selected. For example, the first chapter is about the book and the compiler himself. Then he talks about theology and divinity, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Ali has to say. Then he talks about spirituality and the different levels of spirituality, how Amir al-Mu'mineen has presented this theme. Then he goes on to the chapter on governance and justice, how Ali, you know, viewed the system of government and the principle of justice in it. Then he has a chapter on Ahlul Bayt and Khilafat, whatever Ali has said about the issue of Khilafat and Ahlul Bayt. And then he comes to, you know, moral and ethical advice on different issues, ending with the issue of Zuhud. Zuhud means, you know, our relationship with dunya, with this world, and this tendency of being inclined towards materialism. And so this is a very, you know, good way of studying Nahjul Balagha, written by a contemporary Shia scholar of a very high status.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.